objectives, but we'll cover that under the habitat report. But the committee did spend some time teeing up actions it plans to take later this year on the RSA program and priorities. There's no action needed for today on RSA, but I'll hand it over to Jonathan, who will present some updates on the SCOB work plan for this year.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Jonathan Peros on council staff. I have a handful of updates for the council today. I want to begin with an overview of the beginning of the fishing year. As the regional administrator had indicated earlier during reports, Framework 36 was implemented on April 3rd. I think it became effective on April 1st. It's been a quick start to the fishing year. I want to thank regional office staff for providing some of the information that I'm able to share here today. As many of you know, the Northern Gulf of Maine portion of the scallop fishery unfolds fairly quickly. The set aside is generally harvested in the first couple of months, if not the first few weeks. That's going to be true again for this fishing season. Our understanding right now from our counterparts at NOAA Fisheries is that that management unit is likely to close later this week. About three quarters of the trips have been taken, so the agency goes through a process of looking at the average landings per trip relative to the amount of the size of the set aside and making a determination. So about less than a week left to go for that component of the fishery. The council also passed a control date motion back in January. What we heard from the regional office is that through April 12th, there were 108 unique vessels that made Northern Gulf of Maine declarations that were in the fishery. That's a small uptick from last fishing year, where it was just over 100, but not a dramatic increase in terms of the number of vessels that had participated relative to the 2022 season. So on average, about 83 trips per day to start the year. The Northern Gulf of Maine wasn't the only place where there was a quick start, so some of you may have read in news reports about fishing out on in Area 2. What we can report is that there's been about 110 declarations out to Area 2 through the first 12 days of the fishing year. That's a little less than a sixth of the total trips that were allocated to that area. That area had been closed for 3 years, so likely folks were targeting the largest market grades in the fishery. So moving back to information in the slides, you already had an update on that the 2023-2024 SCOB RSA awards have been announced. What I'll say is that the SCOB plan development team is planning to host a research share day virtually on May 10th. I encourage anyone who has time to join us, details to follow. So the council approved 9 different work priorities for the 2023 calendar year. I'm going to step through most of them on the following slide. The one that I won't speak to is just the annual support by NOAA Fisheries and the plan development team in tracking bycatch. So I'll go through the table on the slide. As you can see, the priorities are organized as rows. The calendar year is broken out into quarters. Starting with the 2024 research track assessment, the research track working group has met several times already this year. I think what's important to note is that we'll plan to continue to meet over the balance of this calendar year. The review is planned for early 2024, so specifically, the first 2 weeks of March is when we would expect that peer review to occur, which means that the working group's efforts need to be wrapped up really in the first week of February, and we'll keep you abreast on the progress of that effort as the year proceeds. SCOB survey partners are preparing for another busy field season, so the data collected later this summer will feed into the development of the 2024-2025 fishery specifications. We anticipate final action by this group at your December meeting for the upcoming spec cycle. I'm going to spend a few minutes talking about RSA-related priorities on the next slides. Sam Ashy and Michelle Bachman are going to be covering the Northern Edge in the next presentation under the habitat report. We're anticipating starting the general category IFQ program review later this year after we have the full 2022 year-end data, after that's been finalized. This is going to be a multi-year effort. We would anticipate that that report would be finalized in early 2024. If you look way down at the bottom of the screen, there's an asterisk that says SCULP Area Management Simulator Review, SAMS review. This had been identified as a priority for this calendar year. What I can say is that we've been working staff to staff with NIMS to chart a way forward to get a review of this model. No specific details today, but that continues to be an ongoing discussion. So as the chair indicated, there's no action today. Today's really an update. It's an opportunity to brief you on some of the anticipated decisions for the June council meeting relative to the SCULP RSA program. I'll start with number three on the screen. It's probably the most straightforward. We're looking for the council to update the RSA program policy that's outlined in the operations handbook. We need to correct that policy to reflect recent changes in the program's administration, namely the shift of administration from the Science Center to the regional office. Through that process, we'd anticipate some other potential changes for the council to consider. One would be approving a set of survey guiding principles that you first heard about back in September of 2022. And the other focus is on exploring longer-term survey awards, now up to 4 years, in the upcoming RSA cycle. This isn't the full universe of things that could be changed, but it's an area that that we're expecting to focus on in our upcoming meetings. So back in January, the council sent a letter to the regional office and the center communicating the recommendations of the SCULP survey working group. The letter outlined next steps for those recommendations and provided a tracking table. The council received a reply from the center in late March on how it expects to address the recommendations. That letter is available in the materials for today. I guess a couple of key points we are encouraged to see. One is that the agency plans to implement the survey guiding principles as part of standard operating procedures. And the center also was very clear in its support for longer-term survey awards in that response, and that's something we'll be taking up in the coming months. For May and June, staff plan to, we're going to update that tracking table. We're going to follow up in areas that we think we need a little more detail to better understand the projects that were mentioned in that letter, and then provide that feedback to the committee. And then finally, on to longer-term survey awards, drill down a little bit further. We're really considering this as a two-step process, and we're just about halfway through. The council had sent a letter, not surprisingly, back in February asking for feedback from the agency on the feasibility and legal requirements to revise the SCULP RSA program to allow for longer-term survey awards. We had a response last week that longer-term survey awards are possible, particularly with additional work by the council around defining clear research goals. The letter talked about 4 years as a maximum duration. That's in line with some of the conversations that the advisors and the committee had in May. As the committee chair had indicated in her question earlier today, there were some statements in that letter that we'll need to seek further clarification on. Our expectation is that we'll work staff to staff with folks at the regional office to get a better understanding of what some of those statements mean and report back to the committee. And I would conclude by saying that I thought there were some really productive conversations both by the SCULP advisors and at the SCULP committee, a real focus on the mechanics of what longer-term RSA awards would look like. I think we got off to a pretty promising start in terms of the areas that we really need to iron out and focus on for the council to fully consider those changes, and we plan to continue to address those at our upcoming meeting. And I'd be happy to take any questions.
Thank you very much, Mr. Piros. Any questions for Jonathan from the council? Anyone in the audience? Anyone online? Ms. Griffin?
That is it, Mr. Chair, under SCOB committee.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We got our Northern Edge discussion and salmon framework coming up under Habitat. Why don't we take a 10-minute break now, whatever time it is now, 3:25. And when we come back, we're going to get a presentation from Ms. Bachman and Mr. Ashy. And when they're done with that, we'll do questions. And then we're going to move into the goal. We're going to do the goals first. And then we have a couple of motions to address objectives that were not changed. They were accepted by both committees. And then we have a couple of motions that were, there's some changes. So we're going to deal with them in that order. And then we'll deal with salmon at the end. So that's the plan going forward. See you at 3:25, please. Thank you.